Lesson 20.2. Use 5 value-adding strategies. Let's look at 5 overall strategies for adding more value. If you follow these, you'll be positioned to substantially increase not just the actual value you add, but also your client's perception of the value you're adding. Here they are. 1. Communicate current value. 2. Increase client dialogue. 3. Identify new opportunities to add value. 4. Leverage your firm and/or your network to add value. And 5. Add value during all 5 phases of client development. Let's look at these one by one. First of all, you need to do a more thorough job of communicating the current value you're adding. I've done surveys on this, and typically about 3/4 of professionals feel their clients do not fully appreciate the value they're adding. And in talking to clients, it's clear that they don't, in fact, always understand the full extent of the value that their suppliers and advisors are creating for them. You need to track and assess your value added. You then need to communicate that to the client on a regular basis. You also need to take steps to enhance your client's perception of value added. For example, the more transparent you are and the more you communicate about exactly what you're doing, the more your client will see value. You may be slaving away 24/7, but if the client doesn't see you and hear from you, they may wonder what's going on. When one of the managers you're working with tells you, "This has been very helpful to me," ask them to share that with their leadership. Don't be boastful or engage in puffery, but do be intentional about educating your client. Other small things can enhance the client's sense of value. For example, writing up meeting notes and emailing them to your client within a few hours of your discussion, being especially responsive during crunch periods or crises, and making your client feel special and pampered even if they are a relatively small client. In my experience, it doesn't actually take that much investment to engender that feeling in your clients. One client of mine was a senior partner at a big firm. He was an extraordinary rainmaker and trusted client advisor, one of the best I've ever seen. Every quarter, he asked each member of his delivery team to write down in detail what value their work had added to the client's business and organization. He collected these notes and consolidated them. He would then sit down with the senior sponsoring executive at his client to discuss them every 3 months. Don't take it for granted that your client knows about and appreciates everything that you're doing for them. The second strategy is to increase the dialogue with your client. When you're able to spend more face time with your client, ideally in a more informal setting, you'll learn additional things about their concerns, frustrations, and needs. Many people try the strategy of asking clients directly, "How can I add more value to you?" they ask. "How can I be more helpful?" The problem is, you typically get 1 of 3 responses. Some clients just look at you blankly and say, "You're doing just fine, keep up the good work." Some, perhaps if you're in the middle of a critical project, respond with, "Look, just don't mess this one up. Keep your eye on the ball, please." Others will simply say, "Huh, I don't really know, let me think about it." Clients, in short, have difficulty making the connection between a frustration or concern they have and what you can do to help them. A client might say, "I wish our customers were more loyal, but only you can make the link and explain how you can help address that specific problem and improve customer retention." Lower your threshold for a client meeting. Create more interactions. Deepen your client conversations. Try and touch on a wider range of issues. Connect with new players in the client's organization who can give you additional perspectives. Invest to deepen your understanding of your client's business. And when a client says something like, "You know, it kind of frustrates me that," or, "I just wish we could," perk up your ears, because that's when you need to pull out all hands on deck and figure out how you can help. You've done a better job of communicating your value, and you've increased the breadth and depth of your client conversations. You've created more face time. Now, your third strategy is to identify new and additional opportunities to add value. You can categorize these opportunities by type of value and focus of value. By type, I mean, is it tangible or intangible? increased speed is tangible, whereas improved culture is more intangible. By focus, I mean, is it institutional or personal? Completing a transaction for a company is clearly value for the institution, for example, whereas adding to someone's personal network is, well, personal. So, imagine a matrix that has four quadrants. And by the way, you'll find this matrix in your workbook. The lower left is tangible institutional value. That's usually what's in your contract with a client in terms of objectives for the work. Clients hire you to deliver tangible institutional value, such as increased revenue, reduced cost, balance sheet improvement, outsourcing, transaction completion, and so on. Sometimes we also move into the upper left quadrant. This would be intangible, but still institutional value. Here are things like innovation, improved culture, better morale, improved organizational effectiveness, and so on. Yes, some of these things could be measurable, but let's say they are a lot less tangible than the types of value you find in the lower left. Let's move to the two right-hand quadrants. For many clients, they actually find these the most memorable ones. So the lower right is personal and tangible value. You might help a client advance their career, expand their network, or improve a skill, or even increase personal wealth. The upper right is personal but intangible value. This might be value derived from a feeling of greater professional accomplishment, improved relationships, more fun, and so on. Although prospective clients are often focused on the lower left quadrant, in the best and most successful relationships I've studied, I've observed over time that there is substantial value added in the other three quadrants. As I mentioned, what clients sometimes most remember are the two right-hand quadrants, the personal value added you've brought them, rather than the institutional improvements you effected. Think about your own relationships. Would you say you've added value in all four of these quadrants for some of them? What are your opportunities to populate this value matrix that we've discussed for other client relationships? In the next lesson, I'll discuss the fourth and fifth strategies for adding more value, which are leveraging your firm and then adding value during all stages of the sales and client development process.